Well, hello, and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni, Senior Vice President and Reverse Mortgage Specialist at Silverleaf, and I'm joined in the studio today by Matt Witt, the President and Operations Manager at Silverleaf. Matt, I'm so glad you're here.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. We have a great show today. And as always, we want to just kind of dive in with who can benefit from a reverse mortgage. Who is this for?
Well, that's a great question. Really, a reverse mortgage can be for anybody that's 62 years and above and a homeowner. It's not limited to the value of your home or how much money that you make in retirement income. If you're a homeowner and 62 and above, then there's a program. It's designed by FHA and HUD called a reverse mortgage that allows the retired homeowner to access the equity in their home. So over many years, as the retirees have owned their home, and a lot of them, you know, have been in their home for 20, 30, 40 years, they've paid down their mortgages and they have lots of equity. And especially in Colorado, when our housing values have gone up significantly since January of 2015, lots of our retired homeowners have lots of equity, and this program allows them to access that equity to take cash or to pay off their mortgage or to do other things.
That's right. So the folks need to, it needs to be their primary residence, of course, on the home on which they do the reverse mortgage. And they should have between 40 and 60% equity, depending on the age of the youngest borrower, for this to work. If they have a mortgage, it's going to be paid off in the process. So no mortgage payments with a reverse mortgage, ever. And as you said, there might be additional cash available at closing. It's tax-free cash, as a matter of fact. They might have a line of credit that's guaranteed to grow and compound annually, or they might want a monthly income stream. I have a lady right now who just wants $900 a month. That's her goal, to replace income from her employment. And she's now retired and just needs that $900 a month, extra money. Or the folks can have a combination of those, cash at closing, line of credit, monthly income stream. It's really very versatile and up to the homeowner what they would like.
It sure is. It's very personal to each client on what they would like to do with that money. So, you know, over the years, you pay your mortgage, you make your mortgage payments, and, you know, maybe in January of 2015, you know, your home was worth $400,000 and you had a $100,000 mortgage. Now your home is worth far more than that. It might be worth $500,000, $600,000. The appreciation in Colorado has been significant since then. And now you might have $500,000 of equity or $400,000 of equity. And you can use a reverse mortgage to tap into that equity and get access to it. After you're retired, it's tough to go to the bank and get a loan. And of course, you have retirement income, so your income's a lot smaller, so you don't want a new payment with a larger amount. So a reverse mortgage allows you to get in and access that equity and not have a payment. Now, you can choose to make any payment that you want. That's your choice, but the program allows for you not to make a payment if that's your choice, and to pay it all off at the end when you sell your home. So it's a fantastic vehicle for retirees on a lower income than when they were working full-time to get at some of that equity and get at that cash. You know, as you've paid into your home for 20 and 30 years and you have that $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 of equity, that's like a CD or a savings account. And of course, if it were a savings account, you would use it on certain occasions. And now with the reverse mortgage, you know, in a line of credit, let's say you don't need it all at once, now that's cash that you have access to.
Right. It's just like having paid into a 401k for many years. There comes a point at which you say, okay, now I'm retiring and I need to pull funds out of that in order to live a comfortable retirement. A reverse mortgage is very similar. You've paid into your house. That's like another retirement fund. And for many, many people, a huge percent of Americans are going into retirement where their largest asset is their home. And they're going into retirement still having a mortgage payment. So this is a way to eliminate the mortgage payment and give access to that housing wealth that can be seen if it's used strategically as sort of a retirement account and a way to really be able to fund longevity. People are living longer than ever before, really. I saw a statistic where married couples live into their 90s. That's getting up there.
That's right. That is. And, you know, if you're watching TV and you see those football spokespersons for the refinances, you know, if you're in your 60s and rates all of a sudden drop down a little bit and you decide to refinance, then you have a new 30-year loan into your 90s. And that's what we see and hear from our clients where they really need help. They need help, you know, once they get into their 70s or late 70s or even 80s, now they've got a mortgage payment and their retirement assets have dwindled. And now this payment seems to kind of strangle them. And so they use a reverse mortgage to pay off that mortgage payment and get rid of that. And then that money that they would send out each month and now stays in your account. And that's a new source of income because you don't have a mortgage payment.
Right. It really helps cash flow. Now, people with a reverse mortgage are still responsible for property taxes and insurance, but the cash flow improves so much. I had a client that we just closed a week or so ago, and she was so pleased because in her case, at the end of the month, she had $12 to $15 left over after paying the bills. Now, you know, we all know that your mortgage payment doesn't just stay the same for all those 30 years. It keeps ratcheting up, even if it's a fixed rate, because property taxes and homeowners insurance go up. And so at the end of her month, having $12 to $15 wasn't comfortable, number one. And the thought of living another 20, 25 years on that tight of a budget, not a great prospect. Also, just knowing that eventually her mortgage payment would increase because of the taxes and the insurance, just an untenable situation. This particular lady also needed a lot of help with her manufactured home that she had no way of fixing the problems with that home. And so I'm going to let you tell the story about going out and helping her on that score. But when the reverse mortgage closed, it put an extra $700 a month into her budget. What a cushion, what a pleasure, what a wonderful thing. Now, I know her. She's very conservative. She did not run out and spend that money, but she knows it's going to accrue in her savings account, and that's just such a comfort to her. You know, give me a call. I can help you just walk through your scenario, your story, and we can see if a reverse mortgage might be beneficial to you. You don't know until you ask and get your questions answered. So my name is Kathy Muni. I'm with Silverleaf Mortgage. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. So Matt, can you tell us about that, helping that lady?
Oh, I sure can. So that's one of the biggest benefits of doing business with Silverleaf Mortgage here in Colorado. So Silverleaf is a Colorado corporation. We've been around for many years. We're located right over at the streets of South Glen at University and Arapahoe. You can stop over anytime and meet our entire staff and meet Kathy. And so as a local Colorado company, we go out and make house calls. And with a reverse mortgage, we think it's very important to do business face-to-face and at the kitchen table. So we'll talk to you about your scenario over the phone. And if you have a few more questions or you're ready to move on, we'll come out to your house. We'll sit down. We'll go through all of the information and make sure that you understand it. And then we'll also do a home inspection. And that's the part that is the most important, and really separates us from all of our competition. So we come out and do a home inspection, and first we, you know, ask if there's any needed repairs that, you know, our homeowner would like to see or like to have done. So we put that on the list first on what they would like to see. And then we look at it from an appraiser's standpoint and say, okay, we're going to appraise the home and compare it to homes that have sold in your neighborhood. So those type of homes, some of them have been reconditioned, new paint, maybe new carpets, and that's the condition that homes sell. So to be kind of like-minded, we have to add some repairs to some properties to put them in the same type of condition as if a home were selling. So we'll take a look at your home, and if you haven't had paint in a long time and you have some chipping and peeling paint, we will recommend some new fresh paint. If your carpets are a little bit old or really old, and we can recommend some cleaning or even some replacement of carpets. And we're talking paint on the inside, paint on the outside. We've seen roofs that have been damaged because of the hail in Colorado, and we'll bring your insurance company out, and we'll ask them to inspect it and see if we can help you with a new roof. And then any type of electrical or plumbing issues we'll look at. So we want to make sure when the appraiser comes to your home that your home is in top condition. We're the best condition. We're not going to go overboard. Where when he appraises it, you're going to get a high value. And that's the goal, is to get the best value and appraise value so you can have access to the largest line of credit. So we'll do that at Silverleaf. We'll bring in Colorado contractors, and they'll advance the money to do the repairs, and they'll get paid out of your proceeds after closing. And then your repairs get done, and then when the appraiser sees your house, he gets to appraise it at the highest value, because when he comes, all those repairs have been done. And those are those repairs and the inspection is just something that no other lender does. And if you don't have that done up front, then you're going to get a low appraisal. And a lot of times you'll get a low appraisal and you'll have to make repairs. So you might as well do it right up front, and that's where we help you.
Right. You know, I've helped people that have had a low appraisal and a list. You know, the appraiser says, well, these things have to be addressed. And so the folks have come to me at Silverleaf Mortgage, and we've been able to go in and address those concerns that the appraiser had at that time. And oftentimes, depending on timing, we can get a new appraisal and it comes in so much higher. So their reverse mortgage is so much better. I've closed so many loans that other lenders have not been able to close. And one of those reasons is that Silverleaf Mortgage is the top reverse mortgage broker in the state of Colorado. We're number 37 in the nation for originating loans, and that's, we have all the experience. That's why we can close loans that other lenders can't. That's one reason. The other is, as you said, helping folks take care of repairs and so forth up front so that they're not stopped at that appraisal piece. It's a great thing. It's so rewarding to sit with someone at closing and look at their beautiful home. And the one I was talking about, the ceilings replaced, paint inside and out, repairs, the roof repaired, drainage repaired, so many things. And so now I'm confident that my client is going to live in a safe, healthy home for the rest of her years and comfortably in retirement.
Yeah, that's very important, and it really does. It's a life-changing loan, one, because you have access now to a lot more cash, or you've paid off a larger mortgage and you no longer have that large mortgage payment each month. But additionally, if you need repairs and we're able to do those for you, then your home at closing is beautiful and almost brand new, and you're ready for the next 20 years. So, you know, those pieces together make a reverse, you know, very special for our clients. And earlier you were talking about a client that at the end of the month had $15 left over. Well, we just are getting ready to finish a loan right now where their home is worth $850,000, and they have a $350,000 mortgage. They retired a little bit early, And now they've got this big payment on a $350,000 mortgage. And so they're doing a reverse to get rid of this $2,500 mortgage payment. Now, $2,500 in retirement years is a lot of money. So it's not just for our clients who have $15 left over. It's for our clients who have $800,000 homes, million, $2 million, $5 million homes. You know, we're working on a loan right now down in Telluride, and it's a $2.5 million loan. And paying off that mortgage or accessing that cash just would not be available to a retired homeowner on that size of home if it were not for a reverse mortgage program. So it covers from, you know, your $300,000 homes to your $10 million homes. And there's a huge benefit for a reverse mortgage all the way through. You know, some people worry that a reverse mortgage may eat up some of their equity in their home. And as you look at the interest rates now are low again. They're back to being very low.
Incredibly low.
So an interest rate on a reverse mortgage, let's say it's a 5%. Well, that's an interest-only type of growth. So you may have a payment, and it's $1,000 a month. And you refinance with a reverse, and now you have access to new cash, and you pay off that mortgage. And if you wanted to make a full payment, your payment now may be $500 a month, a lot lower, and you're not gaining any extra dollars on your balance. If you were to go ahead and not make a payment and let your balance grow a little bit, the appreciation in Colorado is far greater than an interest rate growing interest on your balance. So you're not losing equity. You're gaining equity over time, even taking advantage of not having a payment. So that's the best case scenario, is to get rid of that payment or to borrow some cash and to not lose your equity and to even gain equity each month. And that's what we've seen for the last number of years. And of course, we're projecting that Colorado is going to continue to boom for a number of years. And so people are going to see positive appreciation with their reverse mortgage loans.
They will. And you know, the other thing that is just so interesting is that if you're making a mortgage payment, you make the payment and they're dictating to you how much it is and when you make it, and you better not be late, and you never see the money again, right? You pay the lender, it's gone. With a reverse mortgage, if you were to decide to make payments, and no one ever has to make a payment, but some of my clients decide they want to, as you said, maybe just paying the interest portion. But what happens is you decide how much you want to pay, when you want to pay it, and the money not only causes the loan balance to stay low, but the money shows up in a line of credit. The line of credit is going to grow and compound annually, yearly. And so this is an amazing thing. You're going to see the money again because it's available to you again in this line of credit. You're not paying any interest on that line of credit. It's like a retirement savings plan. There it is if you should need it down the road. And many people look at it that way, like a safety net. They're not going to just rush out and spend it, but hey, if something happens, they need a new boiler, they need a new car, they need a transmission, then they have money to be able to take care of those things.
They absolutely do. Reverse mortgage is an absolute blessing for so many people that take advantage of it. You know, nobody ever said when you grew up that you had to pay off your home and not use any of its equity and then give it away to somebody when you die. I mean, that's not part of the rules of growing up. You don't have to do that. A lot of people end up with a house now in Colorado. You know, it's a modest home. Even at $500,000, that's a modest home in Denver now. So they have a $500,000 savings account, and now they're, you know, said that they're being taught they can't use it. And that's all changing. In the last number of years, that's changing considerably. Now they're saying, hey, I've got a $500,000 asset. I want to access $150,000, $200,000, $250,000. And the reverse mortgage is a very low-cost way to be able to do that. And, you know, there are some cases where your home is a use-it-or-lose-it asset. A lot of people, as they age, they're living longer and longer and longer. But, you know, a lot of people as they age and they get into their mid-80s, late-80s, 90s, they're forced to go into a retirement home. So all of their assets have to be spent down to $2,000 before a Medicaid will kick in and pay for living expenses. And this happened to my grandparents. They had lots of savings and pensions and CDs and collectibles and coins and an RV and a home. And grandpa passed away, and grandma was left, and grandma eventually had to go into a nursing home. She had a stroke and had to go into a nursing home. And all of their assets had to get sold, pay for very expensive care in the nursing home, and then once all the assets were depleted to zero, then Medicaid kicked in and paid for it all. And everything that they saved and worked for, every single thing, was really lost to that. So it's kind of a use it or lose it asset. So if you think about it that way, I would say take advantage of some of that equity now. Share it with your family. Do something special in your life. Repair your home. Add that addition. Buy that new bed you wanted or car. Those are things you can do with your equity that may someday be lost. And so there's some things to consider there.
Right. You know, we didn't mention that folks who do not have a mortgage, their home is paid off, can still do a reverse mortgage. Sometimes I have people talk with me and they go, well, I don't have a mortgage, so I guess I can't do it. Oh, yes, you can. You can do a reverse mortgage and tap into some of that equity. And people use it for many purposes. When you brought up use it or lose it, that is so true. I've had people that have done the reverse mortgage with the express plan of helping a grandchild who needs a down payment for a home or pay off a student loan or whatever it might be. But they wanted to be able to see their heirs enjoying some of the inheritance while they're still alive. And, you know, oftentimes when the heirs need the help is like now, not 20 years from now. You know, right now is when they need to buy a home, or helping the younger family to pay down their own mortgage. That's the gift that keeps on giving, because if you help someone pay down their forward regular mortgage, you are saving them probably hundreds of thousands in interest over the years. If you can, you know, put some money towards it, it's like double or triple in effect by paying that mortgage down. So there are just so many great uses. Give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni. You can reach me at Silverleaf Mortgage, 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041.
So Kathy, had some clients come to me a month or so ago, and they were into their late 70s, and they wanted to refinance, take advantage of a little bit lower rate, and pull some cash out, do a cash out refinance. And we went over the benefits of a cash out refinance and a reverse mortgage, because they had the ability to do both. And they did have enough retirement income where they could qualify at a bank for a conventional cash out refinance. And they ended up with a payment of maybe it was around $3,000 a month. But they were taught that there's a stigma to a reverse, that if they do a reverse, then they're labeled, you know, poor, and that a reverse mortgage product is for somebody that has little income and needs help. And that's really not true at all. In their case, if they were to have gone with a reverse mortgage, they would have put $3,000 more in the bank each month to go with their retirement income, and really their balance with the way that their neighborhood is appreciating, they're not losing any equity. So they could have done a reverse, eliminated the full payment, not given up any of their equity, and equity going forward still gaining equity, and take advantage of that extra $3,000. But they had a stigma, And so they didn't want to be labeled, you know, from what they thought as somebody who really needed the money. And I would tell you that a reverse mortgage is a very personal decision. It's not one that you should go to the senior center or the rec center, you know, as you're working out and ask your friends if you should do it. Your financial situation is very personal and unique to you. You might be asking a person that has lots of retirement income or a significant amount of money in the bank with CDs or checking or savings, and it might not be right for them, but it's right for you. And so call Kathy, get the right information. She'll dispel the myths and talk about how it can help you personally, not your neighbor or, you know, other people, and let get the information so you can make that decision.
It's so true. We just need to get the right information out. That's my goal, is to make sure you have everything you need, you and your family and your attorney and your financial planner, to make an informed decision. I think it's tragic when people don't get the correct information or any information and simply turn away from the idea of a reverse mortgage, but they don't really have the facts. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. You wouldn't turn away from, you know, a doctor's visit and say, well, you know, I don't want to know any more. You would say, tell me more. You know, I want to know about that. The same thing is true in finances. It's good to have correct information so you can make an informed decision. Well, thanks so much for tuning in and listening. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Have a wonderful week, and God bless.